Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're in Genesis 6 today in the Message, and this is what it says. When the human race began to increase, with more and more daughters being born, the sons of God noticed that the daughters of men were beautiful. They looked them over and picked out wives for themselves. Then God said, I'm not going to breathe life into men and women endlessly. Eventually, they're going to die. From now on, they can expect a lifespan of 120 years. This was back in the days and also later when there were giants in the land. The giants came from the union of the sons of God and the daughters of men. These were the mighty men of ancient lore, the famous ones. God saw that human evil was out of control. People thought evil, imagined evil, 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 evil from morning to night. God was sorry that he had made the human race in the first place. It broke his heart. God said, I'll get rid of my ruined creation, make a clean sweep, people, animals, snakes and bugs, birds, the works. I'm sorry I made them. But Noah was different. God liked what he saw in Noah. This is the story of Noah. Noah was a good man, a man of integrity in his community. Noah walked with God. Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. As far as God was concerned, the earth had become a sewer. There was violence everywhere. God took one look and saw how bad it was. Everyone corrupt and corrupting, life itself corrupt to the core. But God said to Noah, it's all over. It's the end of the human race. The violence is everywhere. I'm making a clean sweep. Build yourself a ship from teak wood. Make it rooms in it. Coat it with pitch inside and out. Make it 450 feet long, 75 feet wide, and 45 feet high. Build a roof for it and put in a window 18 inches from the top. Put in a door on the side of the ship and make three decks, lower, middle, and upper. I'm going to bring a flood on the earth that will destroy everything alive under heaven, total destruction. But I'm going to establish a covenant with you. You'll board the ship and your sons, your wife, and your sons' wives will come on board with you. You are also to take two of each living creature, a male and a female, on board the ship to preserve their lives with you. Two of every species of bird, mammal, and reptile, two of everything, so as to preserve their lives along with yours. Also, get all the food you'll need and store it up for you and them. Noah did everything God commanded him to do. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, as I was researching and writing We Too, one of the things that struck me about this passage was how you equated evil with violence. And I could imagine that that violence involved sexual violence as well, and how much you hate all of that. And so, Lord, I lift up those who are listening today who have suffered sexual violence or physical violence or emotional violence. And we know what that violence does to the soul and to the heart and to the mind. And so, Lord, would you help those who have been traumatized by violence to find hope in you? And Lord, I pray that you would bring counselors and friends into their lives who would help them walk through any sort of post-traumatic stress. And Lord, I pray that you would rescue them from situations that are violent right now. Help them to have the strength to escape, or I pray for rescuers to rescue them from those places. Lord, help us to take violence seriously. As I look on my TV and on my phone, I see it everywhere, and we kind of ho-hum it, Lord. Forgive us for that. Forgive us for thinking that's no big deal, because violence harms your creation. It harms people. It breaks people in two. It ruins their lives. And so, Lord, first of all, we pray that you would help us to be an agent of healing and peace and shalom in this world. We also pray that you would, you as the righteous judge, would bring justice to this earth. Especially those who are being trafficked right now. We pray for those who are in slave labor. We pray for those who are being oppressed by governments. And we pray for the persecuted church. And we pray for relief, Lord Jesus. We pray your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, we want to be like Noah. We want to be able to say through the power of the Holy Spirit working within us that we did everything you commanded us to do. Teach us your commands. Help us to be so familiar with the truth that we understand the lie very clearly and quickly. Lord, help us not to foster ill thoughts towards others, but to forgive and to freely give of our lives. Lord, teach us what it means to follow you down that narrow path, that difficult path. And Lord, you said that we will have troubles and trials in this world, but take heart, you have overcome the world. And so we rest in that today, and we ask that you would give us a settled peace. Help us to face today with joy and knowing that you've got us, in the palm of your hands. We love you. We need you. We praise you. We lift your name higher than any other name, the name of Jesus, that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. I pray all of this in that name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I'm so grateful for you, and I hope that this podcast has helped you. If you haven't listened before, this is your first time listening to Pray Every Day, welcome to the community. We're in over 150 countries now, and basically the format is just what you heard. I do a very quick reading, I read scripture, and then I pray for you according to that scripture every single day of the year. If you have someone you know who's struggling, who needs to know they're being prayed for, just send them this podcast. You can also send them the free app. There's a Pray Every Day app on, Google Play and iTunes. Hope you're having an amazing day. Go forth with the strength that God provides.